Hi, I wanted to share with you today a little bit about the Word of God. And in God's Word, we find life and peace. So every single time that we read the Bible, we speak the Bible, we meditate on the Bible, we're giving ourselves life and peace to every part of us. All of our cells are receiving life and peace. Our mind and our thoughts are receiving life and peace. Our heart and our emotions are receiving that life and peace. And in John 6:63, it says that the words that God speaks, the words he speaks are spirit and life. In Romans 6, it says that, or Romans 8, it says a mind that is on him is full of life and peace. And in Colossians 3:1, it says, Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So since means because in Colossians 1, it says that you have been transferred and rescued and taken out of the kingdom and powers of darkness. And you've been transferred over to his kingdom of God's Son in which he loves. And it goes on at the end of Colossians 1 and it says, now Christ lives in you. Christ is in you now. And in Colossians 2, it says that you're complete now in him. So here we are in Colossians 3, and he says, so set your mind and your heart on him, on the things above, not earthly things, not fear or worry things, not things that are happening on the news, not things from your past, not problems, but on Christ. Because you died to that way of living, that life, those thoughts are no longer who you are, but now you're in Christ. And it goes on to say, talk about putting on Christ. So by setting my mind and heart on the things above where Christ is, I'm putting on Christ. And in verse 15 of Colossians 3, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. So he wants us now to set our mind and our heart on the things above so that we can be filled with life and peace. He wants the peace of Christ to rule our heart. And how do we do that? He says it's very easy. Just be thankful. And then the peace of Christ will rule your heart. And you will be in his peace. And it goes on to say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. He's saying, let my word be in you. Meditate on my word day and night. Let my word come into you and be thankful. That sounds pretty easy. As you sing, do it with gratitude in your hearts. And in verse 17, it says, and whatever you do, whether it's with your words, your speaking, or with your actions, your deeds, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus by giving thanks to God. So God has made a way. And so I want to help you today to choose a new way of God and to just enjoy and receive the life and peace that he has for you today. And you will do that by meditation. So I'm going to help you to meditate on verses 15 and 17 in Colossians 3. So you can say with me, I am thankful and let the peace of Christ rule my heart. I am thankful and I let the peace of Christ rule my heart. And whatever I do in my words or with my actions, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus by giving thanks to God. Whatever I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus by giving thanks to God. Go forth in this day, live by faith, and enjoy His peace wherever you go. Bye.